Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
I like this baseball stuff kind of trickling in. So I gave you a little something from Jeff Passan before. Just to throw a little log on the hot stove for you. You ready for something I find pretty interesting, Mr. Barber?
Go ahead.
Buster Olney does a podcast, right?
Buster. That's Buster. My dude, man.
Buster Move. Buster Move. Remember those cheesy songs? But Buster Move.
If you want it.
Oh, my God. It's just you happy, you know. Getting drunk. Having a little fun, you know what I mean? Buster Move. Anyway, so the Yankees, according to Buster's pod, are a little nervous because they don't really know what Judge is looking for. So they are not incredibly confident that this will get done because they don't know what his parameters are, number one. Now, off of that, this is what I find the most interesting, is that if Judge were to leave, that Bogarts and maybe Trey Turner seem to be in play if Aaron Judge leaves.
Hmm.
Bogarts and maybe Turner.
Not and or, but.
Definitely Bogarts, and according to Buster, possibly Turner in addition to Bogarts.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So we know what Judge means to this Yankees organization, to the fan base, success, etc. Could you argue that that plan, Bogarts and maybe Turner, is better for the Yankees?
I don't think there's much of an argument. I think that if you look at if Bogarts and Turner are on the Yankees, Yankee fans aren't going to want to hear this, but it's all right, versus Judge and no additional, just rather like retention rather than adding, Yankees are better with Bogarts and Turner versus just Judge and kind of running it back with whoever they plan to run things back with.
Like, what about the Judge production?
Dude, Bogarts has had three of the last 4 years, he's hit over 300. Three of the last 4 years. He's a beast.
What about run support, scoring, all that stuff?
He's a terrific player. And Trey Turner, to me, is one of the five or six, seven most dynamic players in the game. This is not anti-Judge. I really hope it works out with Aaron Judge. But you just asked me, Judge and then kind of run it back with what they have, or Judge goes to San Francisco and the Yankees bring in Bogarts and Turner? I think Yanks are better with the duo.
That's a big if, though. They can get both of them.
Yeah. Now, if it was just Bogarts, because again, as per Buster's pod, they would turn their attentions to Bogarts and maybe Turner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not enough to me good.
It would have to be both.
Yes. If it's one, no. No. Now, what if it was like, say, then that would just get wacky.
You have to throw all the combinations together.
Okay, let's do it for a second. What if it was Turner and Verlander? And one of the kids wins the jobs.
Now that would be interesting.
Or wins a job.
That would be interesting.
Because now
all of a sudden your rotation feels solid.
Oh, for sure.
Like really solid.
But I'm going to tell you what they should do. Get them all. This is what I don't understand. So you like Bogarts and you really like Turner, but you only like him if Aaron Judge leaves. Here's an idea. Bring them all in.
Yeah, but John
as
Morosi,
implausible as that
John
is.
Morosi is now reporting that the Phillies are the favorite in the clubhouse, so to
for
speak.
For Trey Turner. Yeah, I remember hearing that a couple of weeks ago. That doesn't surprise me. And that would complicate the Mets' existence. Mm-hmm. Trey Turner's an outstanding player. I just wanted to pass that along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.